non-biological factors and social considerations are important to include in cardiovascular disease risk assessment for women, particularly for women of diverse races and ethnicities, according to a new American Heart Association scientific statement. American Indian and Alaska Native women have a higher rate of tobacco use than other group, with 1 in 3 American Indian or Alaska Native women currently smoking. Type 2 diabetes is the primary risk factor for heart disease among American Indian women. However, rates vary by region, with up to 72% prevalence among American Indian women in Arizona and just over 40% among those in Oklahoma, North Dakota, and South Dakota. The search committee for the associate vice president for the Wokini Initiative at South Dakota State University has named 2 finalists. The selected individual will provide vision, leadership, coordination, and direction for the Wokini Initiative, SDSU's collaborative and holistic framework to support American Indian student success and indigenous nation building, offering programming and support to the citizens of South Dakota's 9 tribal nations in pursuit of higher education. Each candidate will spend 1 day interviewing and meeting with university leadership, faculty, students, and staff. There will be open forums for each candidate to engage with other key stakeholders, including community and university members. The finalists are Dr. Lane Azure, currently president of Sisseton Wahpeton College, and J.R. LaPlante from Cheyenne River, who is currently the director of tribal relations at Avera Health in Sioux Falls. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.